Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from Liz, and she watches the marathon with her neighbor Karen. They're right along the marathon route.
Yeah.
It's Karen's birthday, and Liz wanted to mess with her. So we called her as a porta-potty company who was going to drop off a few porta-potties in her front yard.
Oh.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Trying to reach Karen.
This is Karen.
Hey, Karen. Just doing some Boston Marathon prep. Wanted to touch base with you. You are right along the route, correct?
Yes.
Another fine year coming up. Although I know your neighborhood has had some problems with some of the runners using some of the yards as their bathroom, if you know what I mean.
You know, it's such a spectacle, and it is so awesome. But yeah, that part's not the best part.
Well, that's where I come in. I'm John from CPR, and we're clean portable restrooms.
Oh, okay.
So I got your number because your yard has been selected. We're going to drop 20 porta potties right there in your front yard. So I wanted to make sure someone would be there and that it's all cleared out.
Wait a second. When you said along the route, I thought you meant, you know, on the street, but you know, I don't.
Unfortunately, we don't have the room, so we've selected some yards in each town to do this, and yours is just the right spot. So what we're going to need is just make sure your front yard is clear. We're going to drop about 20 of them in there, and we'll get them about a week after. So you're probably 2-3 weeks you'll have these porta-potties in your front yard, okay?
Well, I'm not sure that I want that in my yard. I mean...
Well, it beats the alternative, right?
Well, yeah, but is there somebody else?
So a few things you should know, okay? So they're pretty stable units, the ones we're going to drop off. They're all, you know, single stall units. Really, the only thing you need to worry about is if one does get tipped over, you should call us right away. There's a big number right on the side of the porta potty there, okay? You call us right away.
You know, I don't think you're going to find enough flat ground in my yard. I think, you know, you should probably look around for another yard that's got flat. Because there are going to be problems, I can tell you. And 20? 20? Are you serious? My yard's not that big.
Yeah, my guy's already scouted the area. It's ready to go. We can drop them right in there. We'll shim them all up so they'll be in there okay. It'll probably take up the whole front yard for a couple of weeks, though.
Oh, I don't like the sound of shim. That doesn't sound very stable. I don't... And anyway, you didn't... You're, like, telling me.
And the good thing is, you know, if they do tip over, what we use in that blue stuff that's in there, it's, like, it's ecologically friendly, okay? It's antifreeze, but it's okay. It's environmentally safe.
No tipping over. No, I can't. No.
Well, that's worst-case scenario. Hopefully, they don't get tipped over, because that stuff really will leave a mark, you know? That stains pretty good.
Yeah, no. Oh, my God. I think I'd rather take my chances with the one or two runners who might... You know, just be indiscreet, but I'm 20?
Yeah, well, you know, we're trying to just space them out along the route, so we appreciate you offering up your yard.
No, I'm not offering up my yard.
You didn't?
Understand. No. You don't understand. I need to talk to somebody else about this because I am not offering up my yard, okay? Ooh. No, not in my yard. I'm sorry.
Maybe you could talk to your neighbor, Liz.
My neighbor, Liz.
Does she have a good yard for porta potties? Maybe we'll put them in her yard.
I don't know. I mean, not really. No, why would I do that to her? No. I mean, somebody, are you with the city? Are you with the, who's your supervisor?
You know who you can call, Karen?
Who?
You can call Brian Bell at WROR. This is a Brian Bell buster, Karen.
Oh, my God. No.
Your neighbor Liz actually called me to get you for your birthday.
Oh, no, she did it. Oh, my God.
She said you guys have a great time. Everybody watching the marathon go by, and we might be able to mess with you a little bit.
Oh, we do have a good time, and she is fun, but boy, she's going to get hers, man.
You can get her back on her birthday, okay?
Oh, I know, totally. Oh, this is awesome. You really had me. I was really worried. Could you tell?
Well, enjoy the marathon, and thank you for listening to WROR and the Lauren and Wally Show, okay?
Thank you so much.
And happy birthday.
Thanks. Bye.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.